This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda, and joining me now is Kathy McGregor and Michael Drager, the media and community outreach person from Seven Hills. Hello.
Hi. Thanks for having us.
Thank you for coming in. Now, you're here to talk to me about this anti-Valentine's Day fundraiser, Love Gone Bad? Is that the correct name?
That's right. Love Gone Bad Stories, Love Gone Bad Songs.
Excellent. Now, how did this idea come about?
Well, being a single person, a long time ago, I thought there should be an anti-Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. It was the folks at Seven Hills that helped me figure out that that day is actually officially now February 13th.
Oh, I've
done this show as a fundraiser before, where I just moved here recently from Memphis. And so we've had a lot of success with it as a fundraiser in Memphis. So we thought we would do it here for Seven Hills.
And is the idea to bash Valentine's Day? Like, what is the idea
not
here?
Not so much bash it, 'cause that's negative stuff. It's just more to poke fun at the relationships and love and all the quirky things and things that can go wrong with relationships.
That's right, because for as good as love is, as bad as love is.
There you go.
So it's kind of fun. It's just an alternative, lighthearted event. And fundraiser with Kathy sharing her stories and then Andy Cohen playing some music. So,
both of you, I'm going to ask you this question. I mean, how do you feel personally about Valentine's Day? Are we against it?
Not against it, but my wife and I try to do it, take care of each other on a daily basis. So Valentine's Day is just another day. We don't really do anything special.
Right. Mm-hmm.
We try to do it on a day-to-day basis. So
I think that's fair.
Yeah.
And I just always make sure that I'm not going out to dinner on Valentine's night because
it's busy.
Hard to get a table.
Just practically.
And see all those people acting, you know, all mushy and, you know, weird.
All right. And the people that come out to listen to you guys, it will be benefiting Seven Hills.
Yeah. Yeah. It's always fun to see people come up with ideas to help us. Because we're a nonprofit and we're always trying to raise money. And so when we can do a fun event that helps our cause, yeah, we're always interested in people like Kathy that join us in what we do.
And can you tell some of our listeners a little bit about what it is that you guys do?
Yeah. Seven Hills has been in Northwest Arkansas, Fayetteville, for about 10 years, a little over 10 years. And we work with the chronically homeless and those that are near homeless. And our whole mission is to fight that, to fight homelessness and poverty. And we try to do that with real-life education for our clients and offer them opportunities of hope and just try to end the cycle that they're in. And a lot of times homelessness is misunderstood. There's lots of stereotypes that go with that. And so we are always trying to educate people about the issues that surround homelessness and poverty. We deal with a lot of families. We roughly helped over 300 families this last year that were homeless or near homeless. And so when you have a family that comes in that has kids and they're desperate, to be able to step in and change their course of direction is so satisfying, especially when you see that there's the potential that cycle is broken and those kids have a chance to make it. So we pride ourselves on being able to help people break the cycle and not just put a Band-Aid on it and not just kind of, here's some food, but it's more than that. And so it may start with some compassionary services like at our day center where we serve over 100 clients a day. It might start with food and hygiene and taking care of laundry and that kind of thing. But our hope is always to move them past that immediate need into to living a healthy life and being a productive person in the community. So we work really hard at that and involving our work with clients on a day-to-day basis. We have some great people, great case managers that invest their lives and their time in helping those clients change their course of direction. So in a nutshell, that's kind of what we do.
And this is a new fundraiser for you guys. You guys haven't done this before.
Nope, haven't done this before. This is the first annual, I guess, and hopefully it'll go off really well, which we think it will, just because it's quirky. It's different. And so if people can be aware of it and come and join us, and I'm assuming we're going to talk about dates and those kind of things. So
yeah, it's February 13th at 7:30.
That's right.
At St. Paul's Episcopal Church here in Fayetteville. And the pricing I saw on the flyer was pretty unique. You want to tell me about that?
That's right. It's going to be $15 a person or $5,000 a couple, in keeping with Auntie Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. Several people have asked me about that, and I think we figured out, Michael, that we're not going to have any spies in the parking lot. So you don't have to come in separate cars. Just act like you don't know each other when you buy your ticket.
Which will go right along with the theme.
Yes.
Right. Bad, so.
And if you sit next to each other, please don't hold hands.
In keeping with the spirit of the event.
Right. Yeah. So we're going to have light hors d'oeuvres and drinks, and then just a good casual evening of some good storytelling and good music. So it'll be a good event.
And tickets are $15 a person or $5,000 a couple.
We like a lot of couples.
Yes,
it is a fundraiser after all.
It is a fundraiser, absolutely.
And if people need more information or they want to get tickets, where can they do that?
They can purchase tickets at Seven Hills Homeless Center, which is located at 1555 West Martin Luther King Boulevard, right behind Sud's Car Wash. And also,
They can call 479-871-4875 to reserve tickets, or you can purchase them at the door.
All right. Thank you so much for your time.
Awesome.
You're
thank
welcome.
You
thank
us.
You.